DIY, daily, desirable, or dramatic?
Desirable or dramatic?
Yes.
DIY is something that I have been working a lot on. So let's just take something like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so D as in DIY. This is something that has fascinated me a lot, of course, over many years. And first of all, I think we romanticize a bit on the sort of DIY aspect as not only as a sort of a punkish, you know, whoa, entrepreneurial. I mean, there's many ideologies that gather under DIY, everything from, you know, to some sort of pioneering spirit, you know, to the innovator, the garage, you know, or to the domestic hero, or, you know, there's a lot of sort of archetypes that we imagine as we hear DIY. And I often find it that when we talk about sustainability or activism and things, that DIY is an approach that is very much celebrated and often very much to this put a lot of faith in it, that, you know, that DIY will somehow be able to change things. And as much as I think it does, we often confuse things around DIY, meaning that, you know, what is it, do we talk about not only sort of, you know, the individual person, but also the outcome of the DIY practice? You know, is DIY really rebellious? No, I mean, if we see now in the corona times, you know, there's been an enormous explosion in home improvement and people have been building on their decks and, you know, Home Depot and all these huge retailers that sell power drills and stuff have exploded. So, you know, more people are having more equipment at home, but not necessarily that we have seen a huge societal change and this sort of social change and revolution that has, you know, liberated the masses of some sort. No, you know, what my point would be around DIY is really, we need to sort of understand what it is we're looking for. When we ask people to engage in DIY and we try to produce methods around DIY, do we look at the skills, the mobilization of skills that, you know, that I practice my cooking, my sewing, what it is I'm doing? And the virtue of DIY is that I am being empowered in the sense of my activation and cultivation of skills. Or is it the outcome we're looking at? Meaning that, you know, well, these new home-cooked meals are just really nice. Or that I can invite my neighbors and share my bread that I have baked, you know. Or is it that I can actually repair my things and I can repair your things and I can offer my services to my neighborhood. And I can, in that sense, the outcome can be mobilized in ways that we find virtuous. Or is it also imagining that this is almost sort of inner transformation, meaning that I start believing in myself in a new way. I start cherishing my agency in life in a different way. I find I you know, it's a sort of a personal growth more than a sort of an empowerment in that sense. And I often think that for us to evaluate and better develop what DIY really means, we need to be better at distinguishing what components are we really trying to look at there? What is really the virtues? Are they inner? Are they skill-based? Are they, you know, about the effects in my immediate neighborhood? Is it about social mobilization? And does it also imagine, possibly make me imagine other futures? You know, I often use the example of if I start mending my socks, you know, not only do I mend one pair of socks, I increase the chance that I will mend my other socks as I have started doing it. And also perhaps, hopefully, I will change my approach to broken things in the world. I will see that things can be mended. I can help mend things. I can help make a little difference on making things different that can be repaired in the sense that it's also a repairing of the world in that sense. So I can start with my socks at my kitchen table, but I can also grow it into a whole approach to actually mending and having a sort of a DIY, if you want to call it that, approach to the whole world.
Speaking of, at this point I had to mend. Otto was saying, rather than retreating the world, and my only interface to the world is through consumerism.
And through what I can buy, and through what important friends I have, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's really, you know, we need to distinguish better what we talk about around DIY and also not lose hope in a sense of that it actually, there is a huge potential in agency and how we can use this agency for inner and outer and societal changes.